From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Sam Rink. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Sam. We have mixed trading early action. July corn down a penny and a quarter at 413.5. New crop corn unchanged at 443. July soybeans down a nickel at 1122.5. November soybeans down 5.75 at 1151.25. In July, we taking on the chin a little bit here this morning, down 14.75 at 576.25. Looking outside markets, August WTI oil down $2.29 at 69.63. That continues to trend lower. And Dow Jones equities last check down 190 points at 51,730. Markets, you know, mixed to lower here in early action. And that's a little bit disappointing for the bulls in the room because we had a really nice reversal yesterday. Corn was up 8 cents yesterday. Soybeans were up 19 cents yesterday. And wheat was up 5 cents yesterday. So you'd really like to see some follow through, but the day's not done. We could still have a positive close heading into the weekend. President Trump continues to push for additional farm aid. We would speculate it might be similar to a Farmer Bridge assistance program, perhaps on 2026 planted acres, as we speculate if that were to come about. And he's also urging Congress, and particularly the Senate, to pass E15 legislation, where it does still face long odds as they need 60 votes in the Senate for that to become law. Crude oil, again, continues to really trend lower as the Strait of Hormuz gradually reopens. We continue to hear reports and headlines of attacks on certain vessels and tankers. And we're certainly not back to pre-war levels as far as traffic, but it has been this trend of gradually improving, and some cargoes are making it out of the strait. Current radar has scattered showers moving across the Corn Belt here this morning, and heavy rains are forecasted and frankly unwelcome for parts of Missouri, southern Illinois, and southern Indiana. In fact, there's some flash flooding watches and warnings perhaps in the next 2 or 3 days in those areas, basically the southern central part of the Corn Belt. It's just been too wet. The ditches and local rivers are full, so flash flooding could be a real risk in that area. A few key trade estimates looking ahead to Tuesday. It's going to be a really big report day on Tuesday, June 30th. It's the quarterly stocks on hand and acreage report. Those stocks on hand will be as of June 1st. So it's always a little bit lag of data there. U.S. corn stocks on hand is forecasted trade estimates at 5.408 billion bushels. Soybean stocks on hand, 1.046 billion bushels. And planted acres for corn, 94.99 million acres of planted U.S. corn, and soybean planted acres, 85.369 million acres of soybeans. It's really interesting to see some of these estimates really undersell the idea that acres switched from corn to soybeans, given the inflationary pressures we saw in inputs. That was a big headline this spring with the Iran war, that acres were flipping towards beans, and these estimates would not really support that thesis. So be prepared for volatility on Tuesday next week. It's historically a big price moving either direction report again on Tuesday, 11 a.m. Weather forecast is one word, hot. Next week, Monday through Thursday locally, we have highs in the low 90s. So extreme heat coming into the belt. Some of this corn that's been standing in water, I don't think that will bode well for some of that, as you have hot water and a struggling plant trying to survive. Even though some of these ponds will dry out, some of that corn that's been in wet feet for a long time, I think, and soybeans will struggle with the hot water and the low parts of the ground. Now the rolling fields and high ground, I think, will be okay. 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day maps show some heat really coming into the Midwest, and the precip chances start to go down. So it's going to be July, and that's what happens in July. So hot weather coming up here, and hopefully some of these showers aren't too heavy here working through the Midwest today. And we'll talk again next week, Sam.
Thank you so much. Here's a quick look at your IPM news forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser for today. Cloudy with periods of rain and a high of 72 degrees. You're listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Coming up in just a few minutes is 1A from NPR.